talk about how you guys survived the road trip. How did it work out for you, you know, mentally and physically? Did you guys get back in good shape?
Yeah, you know what? We went down there and we did what we needed to do. We won a couple games, which is nice. We won the road trip, which is important, obviously, for us to maintain our position and hopefully move up in the standings. It was a great time for us to get together as a team, have some time off on the road, and really, you know, do some things together, which, you know, a lot of times doesn't happen at home because you fall into the routines. But obviously, we had a little bit of good weather down there. The guys got to walk around and see some sights. We took them on, you know, to some different places, you know, that they might never go again. So it was kind of a great thing for everyone, kind of refreshed during the middle of the season to come back ready for this playoff push.
Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me, Sam. Where are you guys exactly right now in the standings?
We're seventh place.
Okay. Where do you have to get in the SPHL to be in the playoffs?
Seventh. So there's 10 teams to miss it.
Okay.
Right now we're in, which is great. But where we are, we're not safe by any means. And like I said, we're trying to continue to move up. So it's good for right now, but, you know, our sights are set higher than seventh place.
Right. I mean, at this point, so Pensacola is right above you, correct? Still?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, is this important? Would you really like to leapfrog Pensacola? How far up ahead of they are you?
We let it slip by. We were actually 2 points behind them.
Right.
And we lost the first game, which means the best we could come out was tied. We beat them in overtime, so we ended up
right
1 point behind them. And then they won, I think, both games last weekend. So they're probably 3 or 4 points in front of us right now.
Okay.
So it's huge to, you know, we control our own destiny as far as this weekend goes because we're playing a team that's right in front of us. Basically they're four-point games. Because if we take all 4 points, you know, that really helps our situation. So, I mean, it's a huge weekend, but going forward, they're all huge weekends.
Right.
We're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves to be better than we've been. And for a first-year team, it's no small feat to do what we're doing, especially considering the injuries and the calls that we've had. But, you know, again, that's part of pro hockey, and the guys realize that, and they're kind of disappointed when we don't get better results.
We're talking with Royal Dogs head coach Sam Fatorik. How nice was it to have that 5,800 fan crowd last Saturday, the second largest crowd of the season?
No, it was fantastic. I mean, especially being on the road for so long and, you know, not having a lot of fan support, to come back and have that kind of turnout was amazing. Obviously, to get the win, the last time we had a big crowd like that was the first game we got shut out. So it was nice to kind of turn the tables and have a nice, you know, victory and a shutout against the other team. Anytime you're playing at home and you're playing in front of your fans, it's great. It gives you that extra little, you know, burst of energy that you need when you think that you don't have anything left in the tank. So it's nice to be home for a little bit, and then we go on the road afterwards. But it was a great game.
Speaking of shutout, Ryan DeMello pissed a shutout in goalie. I believe that was the first shutout for the Dogs all year.
Yes, it was.
Talk about him. And did he get a call up to ECHL? Did he go yet, or did that not happen?
Yeah, no, he's been great all year, but he's been great, especially this last stretch. But, yeah, he got a call up on Wednesday. Went up, backed up for one game, and then they actually picked up a goalie in Greenville. So we thought he was going to be gone for the weekend. He ended up coming back, and yeah, he had a shutout on that first game. So it was great for him to get the shutout and the call up. And it's great for us to have him here because he's been a real calming force in the net. You know,
talk about the guy you picked up who adds a little more heft and maybe a little more physicality. Is it
Jeremy Burns?
Jeremy Burns. Talk about Jeremy Burns, the physicality he brought to the team, and I guess right off the bat, he's been a fan favorite.
Yeah, I mean, you know what we. We all knew what the problem was at the beginning of the year is we didn't have the size that we needed because our bigger guys were getting called up and our bigger guys, some of them were injured. The problem is where do you go to get a big guy that can play? So we kind of took our time and weighed our options and we got Jeremy in. He was in Huntsville last year. He hurt himself and hadn't played this whole year, so we got him for nothing. We got him for future considerations. And he came in, and it's the guy I want. It's the guy who wants to learn, wants to get better, doesn't want to be just a fighter, wants to play, but can handle himself very well. In the first shift of the game, a guy stepped up and hit Colin Murray relatively high. I don't know if it was dirty or not. Murray went down and left the game. He goes, I want to go. I said, all right, go ahead. And he basically let the other team know, listen, you're not getting away with that stuff. You know, and then he had another fight that later that night with Sicard. But then the following night, he went out and he played. You know, he played. He was fine. There was nothing wrong with his game, and that's what you need in this day and age of hockey. You can't have just the guy that's out there to fight only, because if he can't play, he's a detriment to your team. And for us, we want to leave those guys on the ice if they're on the other team, because they're going to hopefully allow us to score more goals. So he's really helped us out quite a bit in just the brief time he's been here.
Good. Last question, Sam, is and we're talking to Roanoke Railyard Dogs head coach Sam Fattori. Talk about, are you talking to your team about momentum as you head towards the playoffs? And momentum seems very big in hockey. I mean, I can remember teams getting to the Stanley Cup Finals that were eighth place teams in their, you know, conference, had close to 500 records. Why is momentum? It seems like it's so big in hockey.
Well, I mean, it's just a matter of getting. It's not even getting hot at the right time. It's a matter of your systems and the players buying in and everything kind of gelling at the right time. That creates your momentum, and it's just a matter of knowing and trusting in your line mates, your teammates, and not having any real deficiencies. And for us, it's coming up here within the next week or so, because we have guys coming off the injured reserve. You know, we might have guys coming down from the ECHL. You know, and once we get our core group of guys together, that's when we're going to really start to see all the hard work come to fruition. Because right now, you know, we've got guys who are in and out of the lineup due to injuries, call-ups, send-downs, things like that. So we're not really sure what our ceiling is as a team. You know, we've only had our core group, or the six guys that were drafted, have only been available for a total of six games all season at one time. You know, so, you know, and that's what I consider the core group, because those are the only guys I knew coming into the year. You know, for us, if we can get those guys back and get those guys together on the same page, you know, it really changes our roster and it changes the makeup of our team. And that will, in turn, create the momentum that you're talking about. And again, it's just one of those things where we know once guys start getting healthy, all our young guys who have stepped up and played in important roles during the course of this season are now going to be where they can be more effective, more of a secondary role. And then we're going to have the depth that we've wanted all season. So we know it's coming. It's just a matter of, you know, waiting until that time comes where we can, you know, really hopefully march right through stretches of games with very few losses.